This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 20th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Lockheed Martin has announced it will close 5 satellite flight service stations early in February. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association is not amused. 3 complaint-filled years after the company's takeover of the FSS network from the FAA, Lockheed says improvements in its network and a decline in general aviation activity are allowing further consolidation. The facilities to be closed will be Oakland, San Diego, Denver, Albuquerque, and Macon, Georgia. The company says it has specialists in remaining hubs who are familiar with the weather and local conditions of the regions being consolidated, so the quality of service to pilots will not be impacted. Outgoing AOPA President Phil Boyer says, quote, "If there is any degradation of service, we'll raise all kinds of trouble, even if we have to go back to Congress," unquote. On Thursday last week, the Defense Department notified Congress and contractor Bell Helicopter that it's calling off the development of Bell's U.S. Army Armed Reconnaissance Helicopter. John Young, Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, in consultation with senior defense and Army officials, determined that the fundamental cost and schedule basis underlying the award of the ARH contract is no longer valid. In other words, cost overruns and program delays have grown too big for even the Pentagon. The contract was awarded to Bell in 2005 and was supposed to provide the Army with a replacement for the OH-58 Kiowa. The new machine was based on the existing Bell 407. Development was supposed to cost $359 million, but latest estimates now place it at $942 million, well over double the contract amount. Procurement cost estimates ballooned from $8.5 million per machine to about $14.5 million. Instead of receiving the ARH starting next year, first deliveries are now estimated for 2013. Bell had yet to comment as of our deadline. Squabbling between American Airlines and its pilots union has killed a program which was once lauded as a major step forward in safety. The Aviation Safety Action Partnership, or ASAP, was a joint effort among the airline, the pilots, and the FAA. It provided immunity from airline discipline and even FAA enforcement to pilots who came forward with reports of safety-related incidents, even if the pilot was at fault. But early this year, the Allied Pilots Association accused the airline of reneging on the deal and punishing pilots who'd filed reports. The airline countered that the immunity doesn't apply in cases in which a third party, such as a ramp worker, has also reported an incident. The end result of the dispute is the official end of the program after 14 years. American pilot Billy Nolan termed the loss of ASAP sad and incomprehensible. The airline said, quote, "The APA's willingness to discard a 14-year program that has done so much for our pilots, our airline, and our industry is impossible to understand," unquote. It's official. Defense Secretary Robert Gates swore in Acting Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly as the 22nd Secretary of the Air Force during a ceremony held at the Air Force Memorial in Washington on Friday. Donnelly has served in the acting role since June 21st. He was confirmed by the Senate October 2nd. Gates, who is a former Air Force intelligence officer, saluted Donnelly as the right choice to lead today's airmen. Quote, "Mike brings decades of experience in the military, the government, and the private sector to this post," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing tries to head off another strike in December. The FAA has a new website for lessons learned. And runway status lights will come to 22 more U.S. airports. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about the level of instrument proficiency we really need when mishaps suddenly spike pilot workload. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.